It was about 5:10 yesterday evening. I, along with many other elected reps, received an email to under notification that this was going ahead from a document signed at the bottom by the community engagement team from the Department of Integration. To say I was upset is an understatement in terms, especially with the statement at the bottom. To say it came from somebody proclaiming to be, community engagement. I immediately responded with an email to the department, to Minister Joe O'Brien, Minister Roderick O'Gorman, and others, to state that if this is what they see as community engagement, then they really need to go back to the drawing board. And that's what it's about. You mentioned families coming. North Clare, along with other communities around the country, have been nothing other than exemplary in the welcome and the care that they have given, and the adaptation to the profound change in their communities for people fleeing difficult circumstances. That's been going on for 2 years. I myself have been at the front line of it with communities, and we've been feeding back up to the department and to higher levels. And in fairness, so have the forum in County Clare, led by Clare County Council, that the engagement is so far off what it needs to be. And yesterday evening at 5:10, I felt like I might as well not have said anything for the last 5 years, if that's what an improvement in engagement is. Leaving everything else aside, it's the vacuum, and at the 11th hour, telling us and people on the front line that this is happening. That's not engagement. Leaving aside all of the people's willingness to care for people fleeing difficult circumstances and do everything they can, which is what our communities have done. We deserve more respect from Roderick O'Gorman and the Department of Integration at this stage than that email at 5:10 yesterday evening, when this was already a piece of action underway. And I'm still angry over it because. Not angry over it because of the people coming, not angry over it because of the normal things. It's over the lack of respect, and appreciation and engagement signed at the bottom by an integration part of a department. There's something really wrong with that.
And Joe, in terms of the service that's going to be provided at Drumcreeghy House, that's a matter between the provider and the Department of Integration. They've reached their agreements there. But for local businesses, it's a very prominent guest house, and now 18 rooms, 34 beds are precluded for example, tourists or visitors that might have been coming here in the coming months and into the summer. Has this caused frustration for businesses in the area?
Of course it has, and I suppose in terms of that term that I used a little at the start, engagement needs to have an overall view of the knock-on effect and the overall impact of decisions like this. There is no doubt, and I'm sure there's no doubt that there are 34 people and 34 people and families that are coming from very difficult circumstances, and that's a given in how North Clare and other areas have welcomed and gone in with them. But at this stage, and it is something we've been going back over and over again with, we need to have a look at the overall impacts of this and see a strategic, properly engaged plan around it. And that needs to get Fáilte Ireland and others on board, especially for places along the west coast of Ireland, the west coast of Clare and North Clare in particular, to see what is the knock-on effect of this. I mean, you say losing, 14, but this was a high-end, high-performing, highly successful tourist business that had bookings, I understand, for the year that have now been cancelled. And there should have been, and I'm not sure if there is because we haven't been told and we haven't been asked. Was there an assessment and a discussion with Fáilte Ireland and on a greater economy impact of this? I mean, Drumcreeghy House is a fantastic and fantastically run facility for many years that North Clare was very proud of. It's also halfway between Ballyvaughan and Bellharbour, on the N67 with no footpaths into Ballyvaughan, and that's a, that's one of the busiest tourist roadways in the country. I think engagement in the view of the Department of Integration still sadly is missing a whole raft of the areas of engagement that they need to. And I understand the pressures that they are under and the numbers of people. Nobody wants to see people in tents in Dublin City and all of that. But I'm just wondering, is there is there a better way? There certainly needs to be, and I'm blue in the face from this, and you've covered this before with me, where Councillor Cillian Murphy and Councillor Donal McGettigan and I had a motion recently, which was really just a regurgitating of something we've been saying for 2 years. If you see this facility, looks like it's going to be very well run, have people on site 24/7. I have no concerns in that regard. If we can afford, if they can afford to put people on site 24/7, then they should be able to afford to put a full time, all day, at least 7 days a week, integration officer and community development officer into the village of Ballyvaughan, supporting the local community and the people who have come. And that's not been done yet. There is great work being done by a lot of our agencies in the county. My goodness, the work that's being done is incredible. But if it can be afforded to, and in fairness, from the briefing, I have no concerns over the wellness and the safety and the resources if they are delivered in line with what the briefing says. But that's only part of the picture. The other part of the picture, and for me, in from experience, is equally, if not more important, is what happens after that in the host and local community, around access to health amenities and all of that. We have accessed, great supports from agencies and, additional transfer services and investment in the infrastructure. But it can't be left to volunteers then. Integration without, or shall we say, diversity without integration and inclusion is a real challenge for everybody concerned. And that requires full-time on the ground experienced people. And what I'm saying here, along with the fact that there's still a missing forum for people to be able to have these conversations and genuinely ask these questions. A full-time person on the ground 24/7 in Ballyvaughan as a community development officer and helping and supporting these things. We're depending on agencies who are also stretched coming in doing that work. It's not good enough, Dara, to be honest with you, for all of the people concerned, particularly for the two most important sides of this equation, the local host community, number one, and then the people alongside who are coming seeking protection and refuge, who deserve to have the best chance for that to happen in a positive way. And both of those sides of the equation require more respect to give them a better chance of success in dealing with. And you know what? Our communities have been exemplary in this, but we're depending too much on volunteers and local goodwill, and there is an absence of that engagement forum that we've been asking to be addressed for a long time. And unfortunately, getting an email, and I'm on the front line of this every day and have been for 2 years at 5:10, is like a kick in the teeth, to be honest with you, and it's just not good enough. And somebody needs to immediately get a hold of this and correct that, because nobody involved that are really important, the host community and the people who are seeking refuge, deserves that vacuum in the middle to cause enough. They have enough challenges without that being landed as part of it.
And just on a final point, Joe, we have heard, I mean, we've even heard from speaking to GPs in the county that, and absolutely, of course, no fault to anyone arriving here, but when there is an influx, it can place strain on medical support services and healthcare, as you mentioned. We saw in McGowan earlier this year and in Milltown Malbay as well that there was some local opposition on the grounds of a lack of local resources to facilitate incoming international protection applicants. I know you mentioned that their resources is the concern in Ballyvaughan as well, but am I getting the sense that there's not necessarily local opposition to this batch of arrivals coming to Ballyvaughan? It's more so just the lack of engagement and consultation from the department and kind of the confusion about service provision from here.
Well, it's all tied up there together. And look, in fairness to the local host community, I think the word opposition can be, you know, misconstrued as well. Genuine local concerns is not opposition. Genuine local desires to have a confidence that the services will be there for them and everybody else alongside an increase in population. That's not opposition. Genuine concerns and wanting to be told and answered all the questions that they have is not opposition. And that's what needs to happen immediately. We have a fantastic medical centre in Ballyvaughan, you know, that has been supported by Ukrainian doctors who are just there assisting and are not qualified in the area yet. We have additional service where some fantastic retired doctors have come on board. So in the whole North Clare area and come to give services on top of the existing GP services, say like in Listenverner at the moment, don't service say the Ukrainian and the people seeking refuge. There's an additional service that the HSE bring in. So that doesn't impact on the existing GP. Certainly in Listenverner, Ballyvaughan have ramped up their services a little bit as well. But there's always a concern because rural areas, you know, and this type of change overnight, there's always a concern that that there's going to be a problem with accessing what services that you need. So what I'm saying in this, this is where the engagement comes in. The people who actually make the decisions here, like as a local elected representative, I've had no input, high up or low down, on this decision, other than getting an email at 5:10 yesterday evening. And that's the same with the forum in Clare County Council and the Director of Services over it. That's not good enough. And it's going on now too long. The part of it that bothers me the most is this is affecting people who don't deserve to be affected by it. It's the concerns. Just come and answer the questions. If you don't have an answer or give us the information, we can deal with and have been dealing with and as we get the information. But this part of it, the concerns absolutely need to be dealt with. And we also need to bring in the broader sense, the Fáilte Islands of this world into this conversation. We're marketing Wild Atlantic Ways and a main business along the Wild Atlantic Way. And there has to be a consideration for that as one of the main industries of North Clare and the west of Ireland. And there needs to be a plan and an adjustment maybe in how we do tourism around it to give an additional boost to areas who may be affected because of bed nights. I haven't heard that yet. You know, and I'm genuinely extraordinarily disappointed and frustrated and feel that the community, the Department of Integration, are living on a different planet to where I have been over the last two years.